This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
8:47, 13 till 9 now. I was on Vets yesterday, and I was watching them set everything up for Family Grow, and you could just tell something big was about to happen. Hans Liljeberg joins us now, Jefferson Parish Council member. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about Family Grow this year.
So Family Grow this year is going to be bigger and better than ever. We have some local acts like Zebra tonight starting at 4. We have Imagination Movers playing tomorrow, and we have Amanda Sharp playing Sunday. We have some national acts coming as well all weekend. It's going to be a great weekend.
How can people best experience Family Grow, Hans?
Well, the best thing to do is to buy the VIP passes. Mm-hmm. And you can find that online through the Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau. But it's a free show. You know, you don't have to do that. You can mm-hmm. you can get in. The seating's good. It's not, you know, horribly crowded. Festival atmosphere, live free music. I mean, it's a great show.
So with the VIP Royal Pass, you're going to get a 3-day ticket. You're going to get a special VIP area, back of stage access, front of stage views, limited food and drinks, and the use of a comfort station. That's for people that are 6 and older. What about some of the food that you're going to have there?
The food is going to be, so in the VIP section, you get food. It's, you know, it's light fare.
No, I understand. No, I meant in general, though, for people.
In general, they're going to have various food trucks out there. You know, it's your typical fare. F-A-I-R-F-A-R-E. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's all good stuff, all good local Louisiana stuff.
Tell me about the plans on Sunday. Have you guys made any alternative plans or any ideas of what to do on Sunday with the weather they're forecasting?
So I was listening to you earlier, and I agree with you. I'd like to weigh in on Dave Cohen's evaluation if it does rain on Sunday. So we haven't, you know, we're just right now, I think it's a little early.
Wait, for people that didn't hear, I was saying that Dave needs to do a better job with the weather forecast and that his employee evaluation was coming up and what was his plan to deal with it. Thank you, Hans, for listening, but go ahead. What happened, seriously,
welcome,
with the rain on Sunday?
You know, we're waiting to see right now. Last year, unfortunately, we had a deluge on Sunday. We made it all the way through until the last band, Cheap Trick, started playing. They played probably 5 or 6 great songs, and then they had to shut it down because of the rain. So the plan right now is to forge ahead. You know, we're gonna have to wait and see if it's difficult to move these things up and back because of the band schedules and contracts. But you know, we're gonna do our best to plow forward.
Somebody I know used to be a big Zebra fan, and they would always pronounce it Zebra, 8:51, more with Hans Liljeburg when we come back. We're going to talk about some of the differences in terms of traffic, some additional security that's going to be in place for Family Grow this year. And if you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9. Zebra, they're going to be taking the stage 4 o'clock this afternoon at Family Grow, followed by Ambrosia featuring John Ford Coley, then En Vogue, then tomorrow Imagination Movers, Rock Show NOLA, The Journey Experience, Debbie Gibson, Mark Martel, One Vision of Queen, then Justin Moore, then on Sunday, hopefully River Dan, Timothy Wayne, Amanda Shaw, Gary Barrett and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. So Hans Liljeburg, Jefferson Parish Council member, when it comes to Sunday and the weather, somebody texted in and wants to know, and it is interesting, who makes the call on this? Who's running the show, producing the operation?
The Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau pretty much puts it on. Mm-hmm. They work in conjunction with the parish on what to do. I'm sure it's, you know, we consult on what happens with the parades and so forth.
But, and the sheriff, too, you know, I'm sure has a hand in it, make sure everybody's safe, right?
Of course.
So if the show can go on, I think it's safe to say it will.
Absolutely. I mean, one of my daughters lives in Fredericksburg, Texas. Mm-hmm. She is due in 2 weeks, and she's a huge Rascal Flatts fan. She's on her way to New Orleans right now so that she can go see Gary LaVox on Sunday.
Hans,
so I'm counting on no rain.
Look, take two of these and call me in the morning, all right? Because you're going to need some with a perspective. First grandchild or not?
No, this is my third.
But still, first for her?
First for her.
Uh-oh. Well, everything's going to be fine. Just be positive.
I told her to bring her medical records.
Would you prefer she stay in Texas? I'm just curious, as a dad.
She's actually moving back.
Okay.
Now that she's having a baby.
Well, there you go.
Back.
Well, good for y'all. Hey, real quick, when it comes to security, what do people need to know?
So that's going to be a lot different from last year, obviously, because of what happened in New Orleans on January 1st. You will have to go through a metal detector. Bags are subject to search. You shouldn't bring any large items or large bags in. You won't be allowed to. Whatever you do bring in is subject to search. Veterans Boulevard will be blocked off from in both directions from Causeway to Severn 2 hours before Family Grow starts.
And the easiest thing, just go to Family Grow, search that. You'll go to visitjeffersonparish.com, find out everything. I might just see you out there, Hans. Have a great time, okay?
I'll be there.
And good luck, Grandpa. Hans Liljeburg, Jefferson Parish Council member.